Valerie L. Collymore, M.D., Bellevue, Washington. About 3 years ago, I arrived at a financial crossroads. I could see two choices up ahead. I could continue to creep along the slow-moving economic side road that I had traveled my entire life. I kept this one-lane route because my fear of appearing financially stupid apparently outweighed my desire to become financially smart. My second choice could be to accelerate onto the financial freeway, filled with fast-moving cars steered by financially savvy and wealthy people who knew how to get where they wanted to go. The financial superhighway beckoned, but I was stuck on the on-ramp. I needed more than a push. A new fuel source and a different map that would reveal routes to the world I longed to inhabit were essential. An interesting occurrence pushed me to that crossroads. My family and I were living in Denver, where I had become involved in the charitable work circuit. Through volunteering, I met a couple of people who were refreshingly upfront about their modest educational backgrounds. They did not see themselves as being particularly intellectually gifted. They were, however, very wealthy. I learned by watching and listening to these individuals that there was another form of smart that went beyond advanced degrees. I realized that there were other lessons to be learned that didn't rely on what I knew so well, grades and degrees and diplomas that were supposed to ensure a financially secure existence. An intense desire for a completely different way to live, one that was not dependent on salaries, took hold. I began to see a way to achieve the goal of having time.